97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I'm Michael Weitzel. I'm being asked to leave by the police because of Donald Trump.
Hey, I'm a Donald Trump.
Trump fan.
I'm a man. Yes, yeah. I am.
So
you
know, I just want
all these cops, you got to deal with them, Megan. But they don't, they're not political here. They don't want any kind of political.
So those flags over
those
there.
Are, those are pre-approved.
Those flags over there, those aren't political. So my question to you guys is, are these rules equally enforced on everybody?
And here's my question.
Right, that's the audio from the Instagram post, the social media post I saw with Mike Weitzel being booted from a St. Louis City soccer game. So there are people two sections away flying pride flags. But those are okay. But he's got a MAGA hat on. He's not bothering anybody. Somebody complained, and they booted him out of the game. He's a season ticket holder, and I've got him on the phone this morning. Mike, thank you for giving me some time this morning.
Yes, Mark. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Great to meet you, and thank you for agreeing to talk about this. I watched the video. You were polite. You're a three-year, correct me if I'm wrong, a three-year season ticket holder with St. Louis City. You wear a Make America Great Again hat to the ball game or to the soccer game, and you get kicked out. Tell us when this happened and how it came down.
So this was last Saturday night at the game. Basically walking into the stadium, didn't hear anything from anybody, didn't realize there was any problem with my attire. On the way out the door, you know, I have unfortunately only one red hat, and that is a Make America Great Again hat. I didn't think there'd be any issue with wearing that to the game. But with about, 25 minutes left in the game, I was basically told that they'd received a complaint about my hat. At first, they were looking for a sign, which I think is typically, what would be not allowed. But then they realized that it was me wearing a hat. And so they told me I could either, hide the hat or take it out to my car or leave were my options. And I said, there's 25 minutes left in the game. It's a close game, sir. I'm not going to take my hat off for anybody. I live in America, which is the land of the free and the home of the brave, I thought. And, you do what you have to do, sir.
I was going to say, good for you for not compromising your values and just polite. You were very polite about the way that they escorted you out. Was there any sort of a verbal exchange that had happened prior to security approaching you? Were people yelling at you? Had you said anything back to them?
Not really, ma'am. There was a couple people kind of flipping me the bird, maybe jeering at me as I got up to get a drink. I just kind of laughed at it. I thought, wow, these people have really let the political discourse get to them, But there weren't really any exchanges. I didn't have words with anybody. Didn't get into any fights. Just tried to mind my own business and watch a soccer game.
Well, it strikes me, Mike, that and talking to Mike Weitzel, who got booted out of a St. Louis City soccer game last Saturday for wearing a MAGA hat, if you're just joining us here, it strikes me that if there was some sort of an allegation of an incident, the police would have come down and probably cuffed you or frog marched you out of there. That wasn't it at all. They came down and said, first they thought you were holding a sign. Is that correct?
Yes, they'd received an email complaint, apparently, mid-game. Someone had taken the time to write a strongly worded email to management, letting them know how offensive and dangerous my speech was. I think there was a little bit of confusion at first with what the problem actually was, but they quickly identified the hat and, quickly sent some police officers to escort me out.
Well, I respect how respectful you were to those officers, because obviously they're just doing what they're told. I mean, they're there working seconds when they could be home with their family. The guy seemed very respectful to you, though he did threaten to cuff you if you didn't leave.
Yes, sir. He let me know right away that, he was a Trump supporter. I understand that, he's got rules he has to follow and that he doesn't make these decisions on who's allowed to stay or go. I thought the police were pretty respectful to me. They weren't really rough with me, maybe as they could have been. I certainly delayed a little bit to kind of make my point that I wanted to let people know that this is what happens. This is the world we live in right now. And, you know, overall, I think it's hard to see in the video, but if you watch till the very end, you can see me actually give the first police officer in the white shirt, you can see him actually give me a fist bump as he kicks me out. So,
yeah.
Because they probably thought it was stupid, too. I mean, it's ridiculous to not be able to wear a Make America Great Again hat anywhere, but is there any sort of a dress code that is in place there at Energizer Park that you're aware of?
Well, I think what it is, Kim, is it's the MLS fan code of conduct. And basically, you know, displaying signs, symbols, or images for commercial purposes or for electioneering, campaigning, or advocating for or against any candidate, political party, legislative issue, or government action. I've took the time to figure out what it was exactly that I might have done. That I think is the issue, but I think generally these things are enforced over large signs.
It's not a campaign. Nobody's electioneering right now.
But also a pride flag symbolizes something, too. Wouldn't that be advocating for something? Maybe not a particular candidate, but an issue.
Yeah, and I know that there have been no Kings shirts in the stadium before. I think basically their policy is, well, we have these rules on the books, but we're only going to enforce them when somebody takes the time to write us a complaint. And
yes.
Yep. Oddly enough, it seems that those complaints seem to come in more heavily in one direction, I would say.
Mike White's our guest, and man, I tell you, I respect the restraint you showed during all of this. The video's right up there. I'm glad you recorded it. Because nobody can claim later that you were obnoxious or anything. You agreed immediately to leave. You didn't give up your right to wear your hat, and I respect you for that. What happens going forward? I mean, you've paid thousands of dollars to be a fan now for 3 years, and they disrespect you enough. Are you going to go back?
Well, to be fair, sir, I have been going to the games, you know, since the very first game.
Right.
I have been, you know, sitting there. The tickets are technically under my name, and so I think I would, you know, I would prefer to maybe stop paying into the season tickets from here on out. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I do support the team, and I do want to see them do well, and I don't really want to let the actions of a few small-minded people or a few angry complainers stop me from enjoying something that I love, you know.
Well, Mike, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning, and you're a great American. We appreciate you standing up for your rights to make America great again. I don't know what's offensive about that, but some people think it is.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You have a great day, and thank you very much. I might not go back. And think about the money he paid to get those tickets and you know, sell them these days. Used to be at a premium. These days you basically have to give them away because the team's not doing very well. So what a shame. What a shame. It really is.
Get more at 971talk.com.